AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. and Iran have agreed to a 2-week ceasefire in the war that includes the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump initially said Iran had proposed a workable 10-point plan that could help end the war, but later called it fraudulent without elaborating. Neither Iran or the U.S. said when the ceasefire would begin. But questions still remain. Top of mind is the strait, with Iran insisting it would control and charge ships passing through the waterway and continue to enrich uranium. Meanwhile, for displaced Lebanese, the joy over the 2-week ceasefire has been short-lived. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Families displaced by the Israel-Hezbollah war scramble to pack up their belongings in hopes of returning home after hearing the Pakistani government say the Iran war ceasefire would also halt the conflict in their nation. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly poured cold water on their plans as he vows the military would press on in Lebanon. At a school-turned-shelter in the coastal city of Sidon, families whiplashed by the conflicting statements express hope. Mohammed Bizi tells the AP, if things work out, a ceasefire, and the Lebanese army comes out and tells us we can go back, then we will go back. While Nada Shahab, a displaced woman from South Lebanon, says, going back will be an indescribable feeling. And as soon as we go back, I'm sure we'll be sad, not because our houses are destroyed, but because we're going to find out who was martyred. Others say they expect Israel to escalate its war against Iran-backed Hezbollah, even if the guns fall silent in Iran and the Gulf Arab states. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Global shares surged and oil prices plunged today. This is AP News. Long Island architect Rex Huerman, accused of murdering 7 women, is expected to plead guilty today. Their deaths, known as the Gilgo Beach killings, spanned more than 17 years. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the rising cost of bringing baggage to the airport.
Delta Airlines is raising fees for checked baggage. Most Delta passengers on domestic and short-haul international flights will now pay $45 for the first checked bag, $55 for the second. A third bag will now cost $200, a $50 increase. It's a response to higher jet fuel prices tied to the war in Iran. United Airlines and JetBlue raised bag fees last week. Jet fuel typically ranks as the second largest expense for airlines after labor. Analysts say U.S. carriers are more likely to lean on ancillary fees to offset the higher expenses.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.